My GAA involvement started when my own son was underage and I was approached to just come to a Borden and Ogue meeting. I wouldn't have to do anything, just to come to the meeting. But I walked out of that meeting being Borden and Ogue secretary, and that was 10 years ago. I stayed involved at Borden and Ogue for another 8 years, seven as secretary, and I finished up the last year, the eighth year, as chairperson. The second year involved, I was approached by the then secretary, Emma Gahan, to ask would I be club secretary. I didn't know if I had the capability to do both roles, but I said yes anyway. And there I stayed then again for eight years as club secretary, up until last year, and current chairperson. I took that on this year.
So you began as a GAA mum and Eirua managed to lasso you in, and today you're club chairperson.
That is exactly correct. A GAA mum going to football and hurling with my underage son, and approached by two different people to ask me to attend the meeting, and here I am.
Did you play at any stage?
No, school, went with Teddy Kane, and that was it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So it wasn't the playing bug that brought you here?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that reason. Obviously, I would have been, had an interest over the years. My dad would have been involved at different levels. I remember going to games with him when I was younger, things like that. So the interest was always there. And then obviously when Evan got, so my son, got involved, it brought me back further into the club.
And from day one, did the administration side of things appeal to you?
Yes, I think it did. I had no idea what I was getting into, and maybe that was a good thing. And I took it on. I had great help from the beginning in each of the roles I've done, and very supportive people there. So I was never on my own doing any of the roles. But yes, it's not something that I have regretted ever taking on.
Right. And then when did the Donegal GAA County Administrator role move onto the horizon for you?
Maybe a couple of months ago. It was mentioned to me by somebody that it possibly was coming up, and I like that. I put it to the back of my head. I was like, I'm in a job I love. I'm doing plenty at the minute. And then the application came out, and it was a detailed application, and I thought, you know what, I'll fill it in and I'll sit it in the draft, and if I send it, I send it, and if I don't, I don't. And I did hesitate, more out of maybe, God, I don't know if I'm able to do this or do I want to do it. And then just on the day before the deadline day, I sent in the email.
And then you got called for the interview. What was that process like?
So I didn't hear anything for a few weeks, and I again just put it in the back of my head, thought if it happens it happens, if it doesn't, as I said, I'm in a job I love, I work with people I love, current chairperson, that's sufficient. But I got the call for the interview, and yeah, freaked out a wee bit. And so told only three people knew I was going. I didn't tell anybody else that I was doing it at all. So I went down to the interview process, and I actually found the interview process really, really relaxing, if that's the right word to use. The people who interviewed me were so nice. The questions were about what I know, as in from an admin level and also from a GAA level. So I did walk out of the interview going, yeah, that went okay, I think. Okay. But still a wee bit hesitant that it could happen.
It is about backing yourself as well, which clearly you do.
Yeah, it's about having the confidence that I know what I'm doing. And a lot of people think they know the GAA until they're involved in the background of it, and are surprised that there's so much involved, with just the simple task of getting a team out onto the pitch every week to play a game, that there's a lot more involved than just turning up and being on the pitch. But that comes with being involved for so long. It didn't come day one. It's 10 years experience at my club. That is, and 10 years experience dealing with people in the county board. I was on the Southern Board for 2 years as secretary there. So I was a minor CCC delegate, senior CCC delegate. So I've dealt with a lot of people over the years. And I think without that, I wouldn't have applied at all.
Well, clearly, 8 years as club secretary, you're club chairperson in Eirua Ballyshannon at the moment. That speaks for itself in terms of your own administrative capability. Anecdotally, we would hear, you know, Lisa McTiernan, mighty organiser, it'll be done if she has her hands on the tiller. You know, we're in business here, which is a nice backhanded compliment to hear.
Yeah, no, it is definitely nice to hear. Some people might call me a control freak, which I am as well. I'm not going to deny that. But I do think, because when I came into this, as I said, from the second year on, I was board and oak secretary and club secretary. So I had to have the ability to be able to organise and get everything and work at the same time and have two kids. So it was a lot. But yeah, no, I am. I will say I'm a very organised person.
Yeah. While you've been immersed in the GAA for some years here in Ballyshannon, this is now a career change for you. You're taking up a full-time Ulster Council administrative role, which means a change of day job for you. So it is a life change for you.
Absolutely. And I think that was one of the things I was hesitant about, because it is a total change. I work in my hometown, literally out the road. So to go to that, to have to change working with people, dynamics, it's definitely going to be daunting, but I am looking forward to the challenges that it's going to bring.
You're about to succeed Noreen Doherty, another woman who's been part of the Donegal GAA Furniture for 4 decades. How much have you been able to learn or glean about the role?
Yeah, in my role as club secretary, I obviously would have had a lot of dealings with directly with Noreen. And she's obviously been there for many years, and I've also always found her really easy to deal with. If you need a question answered, regardless of what the question is or who it might be meant for, Noreen will always have the answer. So I am very aware that it's massive shoes to fill in replacing Noreen. But again, yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah. And you start in early August?
I do. I have one this week and now next week in my current job, and then after the bank holiday, it's straight in.
Are you someone who sets out a list of ambitions when you go into a new job like this? Have you things in mind you want to do, achieve?
I'm not sure I'd call it a list of ambitions. What I do hope I'm able to bring to the role is the experience I've had at club level, and what I've done for my club over the last 10 years, that I'm hoping that I have the ability to bring that to the new role for all the other clubs in Donegal as well.
Sure. Are you excited about it?
Nervously excited. Definitely so, yeah.
And I suppose you've got to be a more even-handed tiller now as a county board representative. So when Éireann Ballyshannon are phoning you asking about this or about that, it's a different role for you now, is it?
Yeah, my phone might have to go off for a while.
But for now, you'll remain as club chairperson here in Ballyshannon.
Yeah, definitely so, until the end of the year at least. And then obviously decisions will have to be made. But it's a role I thoroughly enjoy doing.
A couple of things strike me listening to you, Lisa. This is the 50th anniversary, of course, of the LGFA, and there's been a lot of reflection and celebration about the contribution that women have made to Gaelic games in this country. Maybe it's a very apt time to be taking on a role like this.
Yeah, probably so. Even with our own club over the last couple of years, the ladies, underage and senior, has developed massively. Our under-12s are actually going to Croke Park to play at half-time in the All-Ireland. And our Division 1 senior ladies are in a final this Sunday. So I can even see it within our own club, how much it has developed over the last number of years.
And what an exciting time to be involved with Donegal GAA at county level, given the rejuvenation of the men's team. Women's football has already been prominent. I know that's a different organisation, but you'd have an interest in that as well. It's a very exciting time, a period of possibilities for Donegal Gaelic Games right now.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely, this year has been a massive positive year. Obviously that has got to do with Jim coming back and where the Donegal team have reached this year. So it brings a whole lot of different interest, maybe from people who haven't been interested before. So it's always good to have the positive outlook.
And while you'll have your county hat on most of the time, you'll still be allowed to cheer for Éireann now and again, won't you?
Oh, I'll still probably always wear my Éireann hat.